أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض يعذب من يشاء ويغفر لمن يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. In the previous ayat we read, the punishment for stealing, and if a person makes tawbah, then Allah forgives his right, that is in the akhirah, Allah won't forgive, won't punish that person. But in this dunya, the punishment will be meted out, which is the cutting of the right hand at the wrist. But if he makes tawbah, sincere tawbah, proper tawbah, then in the akhirah, Allah Ta'ala won't punish him. This might appear to be surprising to some people, that after committing such a major crime, and Allah still forgives. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. تُجْكُ مَعْلُمْ نَهِي کہ اللہ ہی کے واسطے ہے سلطنت آسمان اور زمین کی. Don't you know that all sovereignty, all control and power of the heavens and the earth is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah Ta'ala is that sole being who controls everything, and he is not answerable to anyone. He can do as he pleases. So he can, if he wishes to forgive, he can forgive. If he wishes to punish, he can punish. It is all in the hands of Allah. Allah is that great, supreme, mighty being. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. عذاب کرے جس کو چاہے اور بخشے جس کو چاہے. Whom Allah Ta'ala wishes, he can punish, and whom he wishes, he will whom Allah Ta'ala wishes, he will punish, and whom he wishes, he will forgive. So it is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And our aqidah, our belief with regard to Allah Ta'ala must also be correct, that Allah Ta'ala is absolute. He can do as he pleases. If he wants to forgive any person, he can forgive that person. And if he wishes to punish any person, he can punish that person. And in that, we must remain humble in front of Allah Ta'ala. Never think that I've made so much ibadat, that I've done so much work for deen, etc. I've got so much knowledge of deen, so nothing can happen to me. No, it is all. We must be fearful of Allah at all times. And always seek the pardon and the favors of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. On the other side, no matter how sinful a person is, he must never lose hope of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. If Allah wishes, the greatest sinner also he can forgive. He does as he pleases. And in this ayat also, there is great hope for every sinner. And that every person who is righteous and pious must not become proud, and must not think that I have done this and I have achieved that. But you must know that Allah can do as he pleases. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Or Allah, سب چیز پر قادر ہے. And not only on forgiveness and punishment, but on any and everything, Allah Ta'ala has got power. Allah can do as he does. His command is of kun fayakun, that is be and the thing happens. And that be also is doesn't take so long as to say kun, to join the kaf with the noon. Allah just makes irada, intention of anything, and that thing happens immediately. So great is the qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah uses his qudrat and power as he pleases, according to his great wisdom, which we cannot fathom at all, any way whatsoever. So Allah is the greatest. We are his humble servants, that we, in spite of having eyes, it can be that we cannot see. Allah can take away our sight. In spite of having ears, it can be that we cannot hear. So our hearing, our seeing is not in our eyes, it's not in our ears, but it is by the will of Allah Ta'ala. So we should always turn to Allah and seek his pardon, seek his forgiveness, seek his mercy. May Allah give us the proper aqidah of Allah Ta'ala, and always have hope in the great mercy of Allah, and always fear the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Al-Imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman lies between the fear of Allah and hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness and take us with Iman and raise us on the day of Qiyamah with perfect and complete Iman.